Hi, Kohi. Is hot water just original flavor soup? A soup has to have an ingredient other than water, so no. What does water have in it? Minerals? Okay. That's not soup. It's diet soup.
If it's got minerals in it, it's a solution, not water.
There you go. Is the ocean a soup? If you heat it up, it is, yes. By the way, the people messaging on Mumble, please join Jabber. The channel is Elysium. Elysium on Jabber is the channel. Internet Knight says, Asher, I finally got my Leviathan. I wanted an avatar, but you told me no like 6 months ago. Good man, good man. Getting the superior Titan. Avatars just stink.
Especially if M. Night Shyamalan makes them. You're
Yeah.
welcome, bro dog.
Yeah. Gleeker says, Asher, how well do you like farm animals? I like them pretty well, I guess. Dodge says, three levies or one Komodo? Three levies. Easy. Titan fight when? Not for a while. Leviathan, signature look of superiority, indeed. Terriel, I'm not sure what you're referring to off the top of my head, so I can't give you news on that. Cyber Ralph, you just bought an Avatar skill? That is unfortunate. The Titan's better than no Titans, but we just, like we just say, the Avatar is the least good Titan.
Yeah, the reason we don't let people build new avatars is because we used to have like 75% avatars. So you'll be if you want a Titan and you want it to be a giant butt plug, that is okay. You just should buy it on the forums from one of the many former avatar havers.
The last time I was on a farm, I got in a fight with a goat. I forgot that I'd put a Nature's Valley bar, like granola bar in my pocket. And the goat definitely was able to tell. And we he was trying to get it, and I kind of locked horns with him. I don't have horns, but I grabbed his horns, and I was pushing on the goat. He was trying to get that Nature's Valley. Yeah, I won that, geez. I'm not gonna let some goat outgoat me.
If only it was a Kirkland one, he would have left it alone.
Are you implying that goats are too good for Kirkland bars, Apple?
Yes.
Whew.
Sadly, that's an implication.
Get
I'm sure.
out,
I think he
sir.
said it flat
Get out.
out.
Guys, can I just tell you a secret? If you want, like, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling down, if life's got you in the dumps, I got one surefire way to get that up. It has nothing to do with EVE Online. Go to YouTube and type in. Pick two animal names, like type in lion versus bear. Type in lion versus bear or tiger versus lion or whatever. You'll find these old videos that are very exploitative where some circus had the animals fight each other. It's terrible. Don't even watch the video. Go to the comments. And there are people who are so super invested in which animal would win a hypothetical fight, and they flame each other so hard in the comments. Like, you are a moron if you think a lion could beat a tiger, or vice versa. It doesn't matter. And they will scream at each other, and there are months-long arguments if you click, expand this comment. Just two animal supporters fighting it out for months over who would win this hypothetical fight. It is, if I am feeling a little low, it pulls me right up. It's amazing. All right, I'm gonna get to my agenda. Some people say it's like honey badgers. Others versus facehuggers versus Ceres. I don't know what that is. Goku versus Naruto. All right. Okay, so want to shout out yesterday. Yesterday, we have a giant shout out to Guardbees and Locust for making the first Locust weekend run very smoothly. We have a lot of learnings that we discussed from the weekend so far that we will apply to the next one. But we had a huge, huge turnout. There were a ton of you guys there sucking on Croc, and there were a lot of you guys who showed up to guard them. I wanted to give a special shout out to Rose Lari. Hara, that was someone who was called out. She was called out for doing a great job and putting an extra effort on the weekend. So shout out to Rose for doing that. Thank you so much. We have been discussing how to improve Locust. We got some ideas, but overall it went extremely well. I'm happy about that. Now, Now I want to talk about making money. Let's keep on going on that. We're off in the new year. We're looking forward to what might go ahead. If you are involved at all, you should be making a ton of money in the game. Make it in real life too, guys, obviously, but in the game, start saving up now. Get your money, get it banked. Let's get ready for whatever may come. So that means start getting money. If you need to get into a dread, for instance, LendingBee exists. If someone can find the LendingBee thread and drop it in here, go ahead and get LendingBee started. Get yourself a dread. Maybe your corp has a loaner program. Start running beacons right now. Get yourself some money. Now is the time to run beacons. Now is the time to run Ishtars. Now is the time to run works. It is easy to make money. People are making it hand over fist. If you are not, you're missing out. Start and join those people. We need people to get dreads and get carriers. If you have a super carrier, please make sure you have a carrier on that account. If you do not have a combat dread, buy one. If you have one, buy two. If you have two, buy 10. That is what we need you guys to do. Internet Knight says, run beacons. The beacons pay off your dread in like 10 beacons. That sounds about right. I mean, you can just boost yourself up so quickly and get them going. And a LendingBee loan, basically, the small ones are uncollateralized. So if you need to get going in a dread, that's the best way to do it. Lord Mike says, quick mention, if you want to do beacons, please join the SIG.
The SIG being Beehive.
There you go.
One quick circle back on Locus, just based on a couple comments in chat. So these were short pulls on these moons, so the same moons will last us longer next time. Additionally, Kaz is looking around and... I was going to make a joke, but it kind of ran away from me. We're looking at adding some more moons as well. The next Locust weekend in February is an area with more moons that are full pulls.
There you go. I heard Sniper had a good full pull last night. He was telling me about it in great detail at our meeting. And yeah. Okay, so...
If it's going to last longer, isn't that what you promise or always, Sniper?
Speaking of ratting, we have a new rule. It is a 1 billion ISK incident for blue shoots in ratting. So what this means is that if you are AoE ratting with like Stormbringers or Smart Bombs, someone warps into your site, you are now limited to 1 billion in reimbursement to that person. So if you're an Ishtar and you are warping around without a care, and you warp into a Stormbringer, you still will get fully reimbursed by that Stormbringer. We encourage you guys to de-skin ahead if you can. This is still there to protect the person who is sort of just doing it while they're watching a movie. The person will still have to reimburse you up to a billion ISK. But if you are running a expensive setup, like you are running 5 or Stormbringers or 7 Thunder Children, don't run Thunder Children, or Smart Bomb ships, and you warp into someone else's AoE and they kill you, that person will be capped at 1 billion for blue shoot reimbursement. So it's just a simple policy to try to reach balance, and I think it's a good one.
One quick clarification, just so people aren't confused. It is, one, it is per incident, not per ship, and this only applies to situations that happen where you die in a ratting site because you warped into someone doing AoE. It's not anything to do with other kinds of blue shoots. Those are still taken very seriously.
Yeah, if you intentionally shoot someone, that is an entirely different thing. This is about accidental blue shoots. I also want to talk about another ratting thing, Rorquals. If you were in a Rorqual, we have been advising you, if you see a carrier on grid, to immediately panic. That is still true. And then remember, Rorquals have an ancillary shield booster. If someone could link the Rorqual fit thread, that'd be great. Rorquals have an ancillary shield booster. You are to save that for when you panic now. The reason being is the new dot damage from the Cenotaph can punch through panic. So you save the ancillary shield booster when you panic, then you ancil, and the Cenotaph cannot kill you in panic. And so that's adjusted for that. So that's the two things to remember if you are crab cooling or doing Rorqualing of any kind, is if you see a carrier, immediately slam that panic button and save your ancillary repper for when you panic. Are we doing anything about the Cenotaph being crazy OP? I don't really think the Cenotaph is crazy OP. It has good uses, but I wouldn't go crazy OP. Let's see. Looking through my stuff, I think. Oh, yeah. And then the last one that I had is the surprising one. And here, get yourself ready for bingos. PI. We need PIs. If you can PI all the things, we are still needing a lot of it. So CCP has made it easier to set up finally. So there are less excuses than before. There's your bingo. And I am done with my agenda. If you have questions, go ahead and throw them in, and I will try my best to answer them. What happened to Helldump? It went into retirement until next Christmas, Ragnar. Carson Beck, Doctrine Fleet. When I get that reference. Good job, Roddy. Any more regional moves ops? Sharp Reeves says that. Yeah, Sharp. We will be doing them, but it is on a lower pace now. Keep an eye out for them. Move up today? No, we don't have any move up planned.
Oh, I wanted to follow up on, we were talking about the PI templates last week. I did some more testing, and the extraction ones are not limited the way I thought they were. So you can basically make like a template and then use it on any type of planet that supports that material. So that is a good thing.
Astra, did you join Secret Santa? What did you get? Yeah, I got some amazing gifts. I got like a fitted Marshall. I got a Golem. And then I got, and I don't know how to say that, the Kisreels. I got like two pretty cool fitted Kisreels. I did three Secret Santas. I gave out three, in my opinion, pretty good gifts to the other people. And two of the people accepted it. And the third person hasn't yet. Or there was some contract mess up. I don't know. But yeah, that was like the... This is definitely the most I've ever gotten. It was certainly better than the unfitted Daredevil and Jita that I received once. Yeah, Dodge, there is definitely maybe I was getting brown nosed a bit. Quick question: I got my first Dread Combat. So, is there any SIG I should join? Yeah, join Capsworm. If you're not in Capsworm, you should join Capsworm. Tacticent. All I got was a Crow. Well, it just, you know, it's luck of the draw, Eagle Claw. If it was from a new player, that's a nice gift. If it was from some rich old bastard, then you got screwed. That is the luck of Secret Santa. You have to take the joy in the giving, not the joy in the receiving. Nikita says, will there be armor doctrines in the near future? Now just shield. I have been around for a long time.
I'm so sad that Zintage isn't here. He would love to talk for 10 minutes about this.
Yeah, I have been around for a long time, and armor and shield oscillate back and forth. There will be armor doctrines in the future. I have answered the same question about shield before. Long live Golden Fleet. Now Golden Fleet got melted. Bring back Baltex? Yeah, that'd be nice. Beyond, if you're going to quote me, I said joy, not join. Yacht Fleet, that was great. Power says, what's up with all these Russian pancake Barghast fleets? Barghast are really good as sort of a third-party doctrine. They're extremely strong in that role, and so that's probably why you're seeing them. I want a Kronos fleet. I don't think the Kronos is particularly good. It's not particularly bad, but I just think that for what you're paying, you're not getting a lot. Someday I want to see a Typhoon doctrine, says Curon. So Curon, we killed the Keepstar with a Typhoon doctrine. Typhoons are strong. They have their uses. And also, yeah, Sigma runs Typhoons. So our allies have them, which is one of the reasons we probably wouldn't adopt them in Goons. But then we had them in Jeff. There's an old video somewhere out there with me not being quoted.
The downside is they're at Armor Doctrine.
There you go. Lana Lane asked a good question. Any big Alliance level takeaways from the MER from December to share? So, yeah, the takeaways that we're doing extremely good. Looked at the data, and it's pretty damn good. I would say that I don't think we're fully online yet. I think that there's more room for us to grow. Our growth has been immense. You guys have gotten quite huge, which is appropriate for Goons. And I think that we're looking at what our enemies are doing and how we compare to them, and it seems like we're comparing pretty well. And I do think we have more room to grow, and start outpacing them. And that's the thing, an important thing is we want to get to the point where, you know, we were running at a deficit compared to our enemies for a very long time. So I think that moving well ahead of them will be a good sign for us. Asher, take away your thoughts on the Great Reset. I don't really have any deep thoughts on it. I think that it's mostly been for show, I would say. I think that a lot of these people haven't really changed their opinion on things. But we'll see what happens next. Is Goon Vegas coming up? Is that actually true? I don't know. I don't follow meets up enough to say.
Yeah,
there you go.
Coming weekend.
Oh, sick. That's going to be cool. Next up, if you're going to Goon Vegas. A thick 3Xs, 4Xs? All right. Futility, I think Ohio State wins that game. I really don't like either of those teams, but I'm going to be rooting for Notre Dame, but I think Ohio State wins it. When is Imperium News on Twitch going to come back? I think that, are you talking about, what are you talking about when you say Imperium News on Twitch? Can you talk about cherry picking and remind everybody not to? Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're running an official, you have to do this first policy at the moment, but it's something that we will implement if it becomes a problem to a high degree. There is a level of overhead that we sometimes want to avoid in having people police it. But if it becomes such a problem that people are not taking care of it themselves, we will start doing it. So please, you know, fully Hoover your noms. Don't cherry pick. What are my predictions for the Super Bowl? I don't really have any Super Bowl predictions. What's up with 100 plus init drops on Goon caps? So we are not blue to init anymore, so they are free to drop on our caps, and we are free to defend against it. I would say that our guys have been doing an excellent job in adapting to that and defending against it. When are we going to burn Jita again? So burn Jita is less possible than it was before. It's not that it's impossible. It requires a lot more setup, and it probably won't be as good as it was due to mechanical changes to be made. So it's not something that we're necessarily going for. Am I going to do another sumo stream this week for the tournament? Yeah, I was thinking about that, Kaz. I might just do a nightly stream if I can get the videos. The NHK is the Japanese broadcaster is working really hard to copyright strike every single highlight video, which is very short-sighted, but that's a whole other story. Farrell, I'm sorry to hear about your cat dying. That sucks, dude. And then I think, Dave, did you say you lost your dad? No, man, that fucking sucks. Condolences, dude. Did we ever get around to sponsoring a Basho? That is something we talked about at the time. We didn't do it then. Maybe it's something we could do it again. So the thing that we could do that I think would be awesome, but it would require a pretty significant fundraise. The aprons that sumo wrestlers wear, then they come into the ring. They're like very colorful and have designs on them. Wants to find a picture of the sumo apron so people know what we're talking about. It'd be cool. But if those aprons are like sponsored by like fan clubs. So what I was thinking is that if we identified a up and coming sumo wrestler and we paid for his apron, we could have a fat bee. They're like silk aprons, so they're expensive. We're talking about in the thousands of dollars. But the wrestler would wear this apron with the fat bee on it into the ring. Would be super cool. So that was the idea. When are you going to do Lashak fleets again? Lashaks did eat a bit of a nerf, so they're sort of in the background right now. If there's an appropriate time, we'll do them. And they're especially good for bashing still.
If you want to fly Lashaks, join Totality Squad. It's one of the doctrines we use in Botchman.
Did you know our Fat Bee is an escape from Tarkov? I did not know that. It's in some other games too. So I think some goons have just thrown it in places they've been working and stuff like that. We have an Asher Zappy Boys ratting fleet at some point. That is pretty funny when you can just spread out. I think we would need to move. We couldn't do it in UALX because I don't think there's enough anomalies in there. We'd have to go to another system. But it would be funny to see if we could clear out a fully spawned system and have zero anomalies in it. Did you invest in the meme coin by Hawktua? I'm going to be honest, man. Hawktua had my interest for like 2 weeks. I liked that video, but I've sort of lost interest. Munin Artillery no longer exists. Shout out for Minitrue if you want to buy or learn how to make custom bees. That's a good shout out. Minitrue are good people. Jackdaws, I don't think they're really in the cards right now. They're always sort of at the fringe of the meta, though, so it's not to say that we wouldn't run them ever. Bring back Eagles. Eagles ate like 5 nerfs, Draugr, and I don't think they've been appropriately compensated for the new meta, so it is unlikely to bring back Eagles. I'm not saying it will never happen. They do have a place, but I think right now the Ferox Navy is clearly a superior hull to the Eagle. Nightmare Doctrine, unlikely. Some people like them. I think Zintage is a big fan, if I remember correctly. I don't like Nightmares at all. Never been a ship that I liked. I don't make decisions like solely based on this, and we have a team that does it. I can slam my fist down and say no if I want to, but I generally let them make their decisions.
Not Alvin. Shadow Cartel is right there if you want to go fly shitty armor Nightmares.
Hey! Yeah, I do believe BFL does run Nightmares if you want to join them. ESS Defense and Impasse, that is mostly up to the people running it there. We don't have like an organized system for defending your ESS Impasse. Can we add a nano lift to our doctrines? I think it'd be useful, though. Super bump, super soft tether for funsies. Yeah, the nano lift does have some actual uses like that. I don't know if that's accurate, but the Cesar Incursion Sig is doing Nightmares in February. We are getting a lot of Incursion spawns, so if you guys enjoy running Incursions, then we have way more opportunities than we did in Delve. Well, that looks like the confirmation that they will be doing Nightmares. Sus, boy, that's a great name. Susurus Synthesia says, come do a small game class this coming Friday at 2000 EVE. I don't know about that class, but it sounds reasonable.
I always wonder what the definition is for small gang. I always see small gang for fleets below 100 people, but that's just me.
That is what you would think. I think small gang is probably, to me, 12 or less.
Then what would like a nano gang be the answer?
Nano's not a size. It's an operating mode. It's how the gang. You could have a nano gang. Yeah, you could have a nano gang with like 20 people. But or a small gang, nano gang, which is 12 or less. But, you know, nano gang doesn't mean small gang. It means that they're going fast.
All I know is that a nano gang can't be bigger than 25 people because then they wouldn't be able to fill them in out like cowards.
There you go. That is a good point. Pico gang gang. Arthemis says he's fast. We didn't need to know that, Arthemis. Appreciate it, though. All right, I think we've now delved into everything we're going to delve into this week. Thank you guys for showing up to the Fireside. I'll see you all next week. Have an excellent one. Catch you later.
In 40 minutes, we have a strat up.
There you go. Up in 40 minutes.